This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. There's no question that oil is extremely sensitive to changes in the economy, and few places know that better than North Dakota. But it's not all about petroleum there. Marketplace's Annie Baxter recently traveled to the town of Williston, North Dakota, and discovered some other telling economic metrics, like hot dogs and U-Haul trucks. Here's Annie.
When I met Mitch Petrosik a couple months ago outside the U-Haul he was working at in Williston, the first thing I noticed were his hot dogs. They were lined up on a grill.
Oh, I'm just making them now, but they'll be left over. I'll eat two now, two for dinner, and then two for breakfast.
Now, to be fair, his diet included a few other things.
Power bars, granola bars, you know, stuff that you can eat that you don't have to warm up. Yep. That's the worst thing off living in a car is eating situation.
Yes, he was living out of his car, even though he was making $18 an hour. It's not entirely surprising in Williston, North Dakota. The oil boom there pushed wages sky high. Ditto for rents.
I could pay $1,000 a month just to stay in a crappy apartment with someone, or I could save $1,000 in my bank account.
His 2004 Mazda Tribute became his home.
It's small. Not quite big enough to stretch out in. Need a van.
He declined to give me a look inside, but the economic forces pushing him to sleep in his car were shifting right under his nose.
It's slowed down. I mean, I've had one customer all day today.
This is Brian Way, Petrosik's boss at the U-Haul. He said it was getting hard to maintain a decent inventory of moving trucks. A slowdown in the oil patch meant people were renting trucks to leave town, but
the issue now that I see is just we don't have many people moving in. I mean, before we would have two or three a day, where now we'd have two or three a week.
That was in March. Since then, the picture hasn't brightened much for the oil industry. So I called Mitch Petrosik, you know, the hot dog guy, for an update.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mitch?
This is. Hey.
Turns out he left Williston a couple weeks ago. He and his boss both got transferred to a U-Haul facility on the other side of North Dakota.
Yep, we both got job opportunities in Fargo, so we both jumped on them.
Petrosik says business back at the U-Haul in the oil patch was about the same as when we last spoke.
Oh, yeah. There's still way more people going out than coming in.
The bigger deal for him? He can now afford an apartment in Fargo. Goodbye, hot dogs. Hello, home-cooked meals. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.